Another check-in with Kelly Cobble, president of the Quincy Art Association, for a little update on how they have been managing. Hi, Kelly. Nice to see you again.
Hello. Yeah, we're hanging in there as best we can. We're keeping in touch with each other anyway, to see how we can keep moving forward. But we do have some few things going on that everybody needs to be reminded of. So first of all, we do have Tony's wonderful web gallery that I do want to put a plug into, because he is a master of graphic design and really can make anything look that much better. So if any of our members or even non-members who have some artwork that they would like to show off, I would love for them to contact us and see if we can try to load it up on our website and let the world see this stuff. Things can still be purchased. People can still be interested in acquiring artwork, even though they can't see it in person. So we're more than happy to help promote local artists to show their things and to be proud of them. I have been reaching out to quite a few members and making sure that they're still making art and that they're, gearing up to whatever we might be offering come the spring, summer, and most likely fall. And people are still painting. I mean, that's the beauty of it, is, the good thing about a quarantine is that anybody who was more inclined to be less social and more introverted and like to be with themselves to make art, this has been quite the time. So
yeah, which kind of describes a lot of artists, right?
Absolutely. But our mission, of course, is to bring them out into a community of other artists and celebrate their artistic talents, as well as hopefully, get them to show their work, show their pride, and even more important, if they could sell it and make a living, and that helps everybody. So
sure.
We still keep that, keep that spirit going. And again, we just want to make sure that everybody is still, safe with their quarantining and, and productive. So it's exciting. It's exciting to talk to folks. So
how did your winter art classes go? I know that you had had some offerings.
We did. We had a couple of classes go, not many. Fortunately, our children's classes were very well attended. So that was good. And our clay class, believe it or not, could still go, but had to be very, very limited, unfortunately. So, we'll pick up again in May and, have a few offerings, maybe not as many, just because I don't think people are quite ready for it even yet, even though things are starting to pick up and people are feeling more confident. Most of the inquiries that we do get regarding the classes, people just want it to be in person. Mm-hmm. And, at this point, we just are still online for them. So we'll try. We'll try again. There are still some people that, especially for the children, like I said, I think even though they're still on Zoom, they have a creative outlet and it's not the same as school, at all. So right. Yale is full of energy and has a good sense of humor. So I think she keeps the children engaged. So
yeah, that's great. So, that's great. I'll be really curious to see what the whole pandemic produces in the art world in the future, some of the reflections that people will have.
Exactly. Right. So we'll see. I'm sure we'll see soon enough. I will say that we do also have some of our members have been hosting a Zoom critique class. And I think once a month they Zoom in with anywhere from 6 to 10 people and you can produce, you can show one or two of your pieces of work, depends on how many people are zoomed in, mm-hmm. For the time content. But, you know, these artists that, you know, we all know and love, Chris Kreitman, Dan Myers, his, the whole crew of whoever is involved each time, you can show a piece and they will critique it for you. They'll say, oh, you know, you could change the shadowing here, this line there, a all little right. light or darkness. You know, you have to be a professional in order to be able to take their comments.
Well, constructive criticism, right?
Exactly, exactly. And sometimes compliments, of course.
Sure.
But yes, it, you know, you need to know what you're getting into. So, but they do it with the best intentions, of course. So they've been having a good time doing that. And,
well, you know, everybody looks at art differently. So to get different absolutely. Perspectives, I would think would be, you know, helpful sure. if you can kind of, but, you know, get over the the emotional part of it.
Exactly. Exactly. I will say we do get many times. So that's something that has been said to me is, you know, one of the true artist dilemma. And I suppose it's more for people beginning. So it's people that have only taken a few of our classes or, yeah. you know, gone through a class. But one of the big dilemmas that artists do face is when is it done? You know, yeah. When is a work really done? And, yeah. You know, photographers do the same thing. You know, can I tweak it if they were in the developing stages or in the digital, you know, realm? Yeah. But any work of art, you know, I think novelists actually, one of the things I've been enjoying during my time in is PBS has had a wonderful series on Hemingway. Mm-hmm. Ken Burns has done, you know, a documentary on his life. And that's one of the things they talk about is him as an artist. And I think, I can't remember. It's at the top of my tip of my tongue, but I can't recall. You know, one of his novels, he had 47 different endings.
Wow.
So, you know, an artist does the same thing. They leave it, they walk away for a couple of months, a couple of weeks, a couple of days. They might come back to it, they might not. You know, but it's something that we've talked about many, many times.
Yeah, well, it's an expression of themselves. It literally is taking themselves and putting it out on a canvas or through a lens or through a sculpture. So, you know, us as people change as time goes yeah. by. So the expression of your art is going to change too. That's why I think criticism is so difficult because it is, you know, it's a piece of you that's being
that's
critiqued.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Right, right. So anyway, that's very exciting. So yeah. Anybody who is interested and think they can handle it, they're more than welcome to send me an email at quincyartma@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And I will, you know, set them up with the schedule and with the folks that are hosting that. So
interesting. You mentioned PBS. You may have seen there was a story in the news not too long ago about Bob Ross, and how so many people are finding comfort and solace in watching some of the old Bob Ross videos of him doing his paintings.
Absolutely. I tell you, during more than once during this pandemic, I felt like, you know, just trying to, you know, show one of his, you know, link one of his things onto our Zoom or something too. It's just to throw it out there because you're right. It is a comfort. So many people grew up with him. You know, he's almost like the, you know, Mr. Rogers of the art world. So
exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, all you have to do is say happy little tree and everybody knows what you're talking about.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, there's been great memes out there of him. So, yeah. Yeah. So that's been exciting. I will say, a couple of things I don't want to forget about. So I'll mention those first. Our membership actually is from July 1st to the end of July. But actually, I have been hearing from some people who, you know, want to learn more about us. So we always encourage membership. And so you can be a member of Quincy Art Association at any time. And it is $18 for seniors, $25 for individuals, and $40 for families, and $10 for students. And I do want to encourage students to be members of the Art Association. And, you know, anything that they want to add to us, we would, you know, if they're interested and want to give us some feedback, we could try to, you know, alter some classes mm-hmm. to anybody's interest. So we like to hear the feedback of any age students and see what we can do for them. And I am also reminded at this time of year to tell people about our scholarship, which some people, you know, might not know about, because we do offer it through Quincy High School and North Quincy High School. And so the guidance counselors do make the students aware of it. But for many, well, I think almost since Quincy Art has started, we offer a, today we offer a $1,000 scholarship to any graduating senior from Quincy or North Quincy High that are pursuing the visual or fine arts education. So please, any families out there, any of you students who have the courage and the talent to maintain this field of study, we really encourage you to fill out our application, put together a small portfolio, and send it our way, because we love to mentor students. And I still, you know, keep in touch with either families or some of the students that we've given scholarships to are very successful in their careers. Some of them pursued the arts as a career and others did not. But one of them actually is Holly Nichols, who's quite successful and is still local and is doing very well. So I love to see our scholarship recipients continue their journey, and you know, it's a great way to get to know them. So please, anybody, if you know anybody and you know, want to encourage it, because it's hard. We find that, you know, so many students love art and take art during school, but you know, they're not pursuing it as a field of study.
Yeah. It's you're right. It is. It's probably, I mean, really throughout this pandemic, think about it, the arts, you know, just in general has been one of the most impacted, I think, of any genre
Absolutely.
Or area.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so ironic, you know, because it is the time to give everybody time to reflect and to be more creative, but there isn't the outlet, you know, unless it's virtual.
Right.
Hasn't been there. And there is so much to say about camaraderie. You know, we laugh about not being social, but you need the camaraderie, you need the network, you know. So we encourage it, and we're here for okay. any conversations or anything that we can do.
Have you heard from other art associations in the area, Kelly, about how they're doing?
Yes, we have. And actually, you know, they're like us, just really limping along. Some of them have been a little more successful in having more virtual programming and, you know, offering demos and lectures and things like that to their members. But I've just felt, you know, there's been so much Zoom saturation that most of our members just really want to be, you know, in contact again. So they're not too interested in you know, in that. But we're floating around, and we do feel that we'll be, if nothing else, I did talk with our board just last week, and if nothing else, we'll at least get out and be sitting in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The grass of Quincy Art Association to at least get some people together. So we'll be outside. We will get social again. I mean, like I said, there's no doubt that people are in a better place with the vaccine, you know, coming. So or here.
Right.
So yeah, we'll definitely get people together however we can. But I will say I am having a conversation with some of the other art associations actually this weekend. To talk about if Arts Affair can mm-hmm. happen yep. in August. So stay tuned
okay.
for that, and we'll make any kind of announcements that we can through our social media and website channels. And also, the city has also contacted me regarding Arts Fest in mm-hmm. September. And that's a big, we don't know yet.
Right.
We're both very committed to wanting it to happen. And I think now it's just us trying to mull together what it would look like.
Yep.
So I have a few very good ideas to make it maybe be a little different, so that even though, you know, it would be smaller on our end, but like I said, I'd like to make it have a different, you know, a different theme or something to make it, you know, more attractive. So we'll see. So again, more about that will definitely be coming.
Yeah, so, I know it's a lot of uncertainty right now, and no way to answer these questions right now. I know, but
right.
things at least to hope for.
Yes, but I will tell you, our artists again are anxious, and we will be starting up our plein air groups again, so that they can get out and paint or photograph or sketch outside. And, you know, they love to have the company. So we will set up some dates again. You know, they usually have a meetup at the Dorothy Quincy Homestead mm-hmm. outside. Pageant Field is always a great place, anywhere along Blacks Creek or, you know, any of the Quincy landmarks. So our artists, and I know many of our board members, will be out painting and, you know, really trying to capture some of the beauty that Quincy holds. And I'm thinking that might be one of the themes that we have, you know, represented at the Arts Fest or something down the road.
Sure.
So look out for artists to be in some of the big Quincy spots.
Yep. Okay, and, well, we're getting into the nicer weather. Spring is tomorrow.
Exactly,
so
exactly, right. So they might not be out in the next week or two, but
right.
come hopefully April. You know, everybody wants to get out there. So, so we're definitely moving in that direction and, you know, looking forward to it. So sure. Anybody's welcome to join in our plein air groups or, again, if you want camaraderie or a few free tips from some of our artists, mm-hmm. You know, the novices of our children are free to join and, you know, just keep your distance and be together and enjoy a beauty spot.
Yeah. Have you heard any stories of folks taking up art, you know, during the pandemic because they had time and they always thought they would like to, but never had the chance to?
Hey, I'm a quarter way through an Afghan art.
Oh, okay.
Thing that I've been knitting, which if you can slow me down to that speed, then you know anything's capable.
Okay.
Anything can happen.
Very good. Yep. So yeah, it is possible for sure, and it can start at any time, right? There you can be 10, you can be 90.
That's right. It's something that I've picked up and put down, you know, almost all my life. So, but I've made more progress this year than I have in over 40 years, let's put it that way.
Curious, what is the picture behind you, Kelly?
Oh, that is a lovely French artist of a beach somewhere in France.
Okay.
I don't know. Yes, yeah. The post-impressionist.
Very nice, yes. Very nice.
Yes.
All right, anything else we should let folks know about the Quincy Art Association right now?
I don't think so. I think I've covered most of our, like I said, a lot of it is to please stay tuned because we have a lot changing and coming up. But otherwise, you know, we're still here. We're keeping the building alive.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, actually even some of our Zoom classes, they've come in and picked up some, either some of the materials that they were working on before we closed down, or they come in for some supplies. So we're still there. If anybody needs anything, you know, we're more than happy to meet and say hi and bring you back to the building even for a couple of minutes.
All right, good to know. Yeah, I just thought this would be a good time to kind of reach out and let folks know that you are still there and waiting patiently. Yes.
We appreciate it. We really do. So anybody has any questions, please give me a call at the Art Association or you probably should email me because we're not usually at the Art Association on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And just please see our website for anything, you know, that might interest you and let us know if we don't have it.
Okay. Again, your email, Kelly?
QuincyArtMA@yahoo.com.
Okay. Good to see you. Hopefully we can do this in person ourselves again too next time.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you so much, Joe.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.